It's 84 degrees and a little cloudy here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. A ban on junk food for Tennessee Snap shoppers was supposed to take effect late next month, but a court just blocked it. Tennessee's program was one of several that got federal permission to change Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, rules. The changes varied by state. The goal was to make it harder to use food aid on sugary products. A federal lawsuit argued the junk food ban was illegal for several technical reasons. For example, it claims the U.S. Department of Agriculture overstepped its legal authority. The suit was filed on behalf of several SNAP recipients, including one in Tennessee. The federal court sided with the plaintiffs. It blocked the changes in all of those states. Critics had been ringing alarm bells about the program changes in Tennessee. They said the state hadn't done enough to prepare shoppers or retailers for the overhaul. Signal species are animals, plants, and other organisms that tell us more about the environment and how climate change and human activity are affecting it. But it's not only up to the experts to decipher these messages. Anyone can serve as a citizen scientist by documenting wildlife around them. iNaturalist is a social network that provides nature lovers a platform to do just that. On our daily show, This is Nashville, Ariana Tarajan with iNaturalist explained how the app contributes to scientific discovery.
Every single month, there are new species found on iNaturalist, and these are animals, plants, fungi that just have not had like a formal scientific description yet. People will post a picture on iNaturalist, and somebody who is an expert in these different categories might come in and say, whoa, I've never seen that one before. Let's figure out a way to formally document it.
WPLN and its partners through the Appalachia Mid-South Newsroom have published a story about different signal species each week in June. The final installment on Monday will take a look at declining bat populations and how that loss could affect humans. For the third time this month, Clarksville's City Council has failed to adopt a new budget for the fiscal year that starts next week. The mayor's original budget proposal depended on a big property tax hike. The council has now spent three meetings attempting to dial back the tax increase by cutting down on spending, but for every spending cut that one member suggests, another points out important city services that would